Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tyne.
Do you like that new fucking... I just thought of that just now. New intro.
Thought of how to say that?
Yeah, because normally we're like, hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read.
What was
it? I'm Paul. I was like... Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read.
Sounds like an NPR podcast.
Dude, NPR is the most boring shit to listen to, but they're good.
Stupid.
They're good. I like fucking, what's that, Space Talk? Is that it?
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Something like that. Or maybe something radio, satellite radio, space radio, super radio.
What is that? Like,
I don't know, dude. How you doing,
man? Just the radio chatter of NASA?
Yeah.
I'm going to be putting the bolt on in ETA 4 hours.
Cut off your arm and throw it into space so you can get back to your spaceship. That's some shit, dude.
Yeah.
Love death and like, robots.
Is that how arm ripoffs work? Who knows?
That looks so fucked.
Yep.
So fucked.
I was like, I guess if you had to.
Anyways, you would not. I would die.
No, I would not. I'd open my helmet.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah, I'd be like, well, I'll just, you know, fucking Princess Leia looked pretty cool flying through the fucking space. Maybe I could just do that.
Let a little air in here.
Do you ever hear people say Princess Leia?
Mm-mm.
You've never heard someone say that?
I
hear that
hang
all the
out
time.
With assholes.
That's fair. Dude, Star Wars 9 theory. You want to hear it?
Princess Leia.
That is weird, right?
That's stupid. What? It's a theory?
I don't give a fuck. I hate Screen Rant for that.
So bitchy.
Proof Avengers Endgame trailers were edited to hide the return of. Like, fuck you.
Yep.
Have any type of cool article ever. Anyways, how you been, dude? It's been a while. I haven't seen you in a minute.
Been good. A little sleepy night. Tired, but
yeah,
I don't
you still
care.
Got your little badge on. Let me see your picture.
What? Oh, yeah. Blurry, dude.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
What'd they take that with? A fucking BlackBerry?
I don't know. It had a zip drive in it.
A zip drive, he says. Anyways, what have you been up to, dude? Just tired?
I watch a lot of LGR videos, Lazy Game Reviews.
Okay.
But he only does half game reviews. The other half of the stuff he does is he, like, rebuilds old shitty tech.
Really?
He's like, here's a gateway from 1999. Let's get her going.
That?
And he, like, powers up Windows 98 and, like, plays Doom.
That's what you've been watching?
Well, a lot of that, yeah.
Why?
I like it. He goes thrifting. Like, it's funny. He's like, LGR thrifts. Let's go thrifting. And then he'll find a bunch of cool shit.
That's what you like to watch on your downtime, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. There he is.
Bam. There
yeah,
it is.
Holy
this
shit.
This thing is moving on me.
Yeah. Well, you have it right on the precipice of your tummy, the cord, you know? So it kind of slides.
It's his fault.
Who's?
The mics.
Okay. That's a he.
Michael.
It is short. Yeah. So you just been watching YouTube videos, huh? I've been watching a lot of skate videos.
See?
Nyjah Houston.
It's the same thing.
Dude, his part, it's called Till Death. Oh, my fucking God. This kid is fucking... He's a freak. He's
a Nyjah. Yeah, that's why he's number one.
Yeah, I've listened to his episode of The Nine Club, and he has won 20 street leagues.
Yeah.
Well, that was in 2017, so probably more now. The first purse for that was $150,000.
Now it's...
Oh, like 10 bucks, something like that. No, I have no idea what it is. And then his sponsors, Monster and Nike, match that.
Fuck.
Yeah, dude. 450 G's for winning skateboarding.
Yep. Once a year he makes that. Alone. By itself.
Yeah. And then plus like all, you know, then the sponsors pay
every
him.
Every other
month.
Competition.
And then, well, and his sponsors pay him monthly as
or
well.
Or any games he goes to.
Mm-hmm.
Like X Games.
Basketball
which stands
games.
For Extreme Games.
It does. I watched some X Games skate. That was fun. But yeah, Nyjah.
I watched some
death.
X Games horse.
Yeah,
just people playing granny basketball.
That was a bad joke.
Where they throw underarm?
Is that real?
No,
no, it's not. Anyways, Tone.
What?
I don't know. I have nothing to say.
That's our YouTube picks of the week.
Yep, that is. I have no news. I haven't seen any really cool trailers. What's
I saw that they did a HD remaster of Assassin's Creed 3, the one where he's like in like colonial days.
I thought that was our, wasn't that?
And I was like, that's like a new game.
Yeah, I was about to say, didn't that come out like for Xbox One?
5-6 years ago at the most.
Was that 360?
It was a 360, I think, but still like from 360 to 1, like.
That is a straight.
Why?
Yeah, HD. Like, give me an HD remake of fucking Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, like Halo, I get it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the remaster of that. Yeah, I've Bob got Sekiro.
Did he? Yeah. Oh yeah, he loves like Dark Souls and like
and Demon Souls and then what's it, Bloodborne.
Yeah.
So
he's gonna love Sekiro.
Yeah, this kid I work with was like, "Oh yeah, I just bought Sekiro," and I was like, "Fuck you,
Sekiro."
Yeah, I was like, "You sound like such a pretentious douche."
Not Sekiro.
Yeah, and that's Bob's like, "Oh, I got Sekiro," and I was like, "You mean Sekiro?"
Sekiro. You just throw those vowels together.
Oh God! But yeah, I started looking up a bunch of shit, and I kind of want to play Bloodborne.
I think Bloodborne's cool because it's not, you don't have to kind of parry and joust. It's more like, you don't have defense. You have roll and attack.
Yeah. It's dodge and attack, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that seems like God of War to me. But, yeah. And you can
just
play.
Just don't get hit.
You can play two player. You can summon people with your fucking summoning bell.
And people can come into your game.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Fuck
you
the
up.
Ass.
That, which is strange because I don't understand how the community could still be that big to where people are playing it. I don't think anyone's coming into my game.
No.
And if it is, that's the only type. I'm going to use a summoning bell and it's like, I'm just going to fuck your day up, bro.
Yeah.
But Bob said that he would play it with me if I got it. Do you want to play too? Do you want to buy it? Okay, why not?
I have it.
You have Bloodborne?
It was free.
Hard copy?
Yeah. No.
It was free?
Yeah.
When?
Like earlier this year.
Fuck, I had a PlayStation earlier this year.
You did, yeah, yeah.
Dang.
This month on PlayStation, a game from a company that I think would be like considered fanboys of From Software, because they're the ones who made all the Sekiro and Bloodborne.
Yeah, Dark Souls.
I don't know what the name of the fucking company is, but they made a game called The Surge.
Okay.
And you're a human who puts on all these fucked up mech parts and like have swords and fucked up like boosters. And it's Bloodborne, Dark Souls mech.
That sounds wild.
Yeah. So Surge is free, and it's in the vein of like Bloodborne, like parry and joust.
Maybe I'll try that out, dude.
That and Conan Exiles.
The fuck?
Conan the Barbarian, heard of her?
Yes.
Yep. So it's a game, it's an open world survival game where you literally are like hung on a cross to die in the desert, and Conan comes by and he's like, "You have another chance." And then wanders off into the desert, and you're just standing there in your little skivvies, and you're like, okay, I guess I'll go west.
Did you?
Like, oh, I found a fucking old turtle shell. I can use it as a helmet.
This sounds like PUBG.
It's kind of ridiculous. Like, but eventually, if you're good enough at it, you can have an entire fucking colony with like 100 fucking.
Now, is this like third person above view? What are we talking about? How's it look?
It looks like your character in PUBG.
Oh.
Kind of. No, so God of War. Person. It's a little further panned out.
Okay. Is it cool? Do you love it?
I've never played it.
How do you know so much about it?
Because I watched one video on it. That's how knowledgeable I am.
One video. Well, you seemed like you knew. Like, oh, I found a fucking turtle
Exhaustion.
Show.
Exhaustion. Eat a scorpion.
Are you going to download it, dude? Are we going to play it?
Well, I mean, I'll download every free game and maybe not install it, but I'll click it.
Oh, damn. I really wish I would have done that with Bloodborne.
Wow, yeah. You know you can just...
really, really... It's $20, you know?
Yeah, I was like, that's a free game.
Whoa, Mark Hamill was voicing Chucky in Child's Play Remake. That's sick.
That'd be good.
He's good, dude.
He's good at voice actor.
Do you ever hear him as the Joker?
Only as Lukey.
Yeah.
Lukey Dookie.
Lukey.
No, I've heard him as Dookie. The Joker.
Of course you have, dude. Batman animated series. And the Arkham games, he was the Joker. No. Fucking The Killing Joke, he was the Joker. Did you see that with me in theaters, the Fathom event? Dude, that fucking... Okay, this is more news. If you were in the Akron-ish area during the month of April, I think. Hang on a second. Let me get this picture going.
April and May.
Yeah, April, May, July, August. Okay, so all year.
Yeah.
They have the Studio Ghibli Fest of 2019. And so they're doing like three... Looks like 3 days a showing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Howl's Moving Castle, Nausicaa. How do you say that? Nausicaa, the second one. How do you say that?
Oh, that's his first one. Who cares?
It's not good?
No, I remembered being like, it's dated.
A Whisper of the Heart.
Beautiful.
Kiki's.
Delivery Service.
Do you like that one?
Nope.
Okay.
Those are very childlike.
My Neighbor Totoro.
Yep.
Is that one good?
It's a good one.
The Secret World of Arrietty.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right?
Ariette.
Why is there a Y at the end?
Oh.
That's fucking stupid.
It's Japanese.
Arrietty. Spirited Away. I like that one.
Yeah.
And Princess Mononoke. I like that one too.
Yeah.
And then the last one, The Tale of the Princess Kaguya.
Ah, Kaguya.
Wow, did you like that one?
Nah, I don't know that one.
What about Howl's Moving Castle? Is that good?
It's my probably my second favorite.
Why didn't you tell me to watch that one?
You should. I mean, you really, really should.
Do you have it?
No.
What?
I wish. I have Spirited Away and Princess Mononoke.
Yeah, because that's how I saw both those.
Howl's Moving Castle is fucking incredible.
Why don't you buy it for me?
So much magic.
Buy it.
For you.
Well, no, so I can see it. You can have it.
Right.
Just let me borrow it. Oh, do you want to borrow Spider-Man?
No.
Did you finish it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did you talk about that last week?
Oh, yeah.
Who are you?
I know you.
Nah, barely.
You don't even have Smokin' Aces.
I don't have Smokin' Aces. A lot of DVDs there, but no Smokin' Aces, dude.
I wanted one movie.
Dude, Annabelle Comes Home. Are you excited for this?
Who's Annabelle?
The little doll.
Get out of here.
Okay.
What the fuck's she doing?
Umbrella Academy Season 2 is happening, Tony.
Duh.
Yeah, I think like right when that. Dude, you know what I'm looking forward to that I've heard nothing about?
New My Chemical Romance album?
Yeah, dude. Helena, dude. I fucking love it. No. What the fuck? Lost in Space Season 2.
Mm.
Like, where the hell did that go?
It just kind of fizzled.
Like, they were like, yo, here's Season 1. And people fucking dug it. Yep. And then I haven't heard anything. And
Stuff just sort of pitters away.
But why, man? Like, that show is tight.
I don't know. It's sad truth, though.
I don't like this truth you speak of. Do you have any other news? Do you see any trailers? Anything cool?
No.
I saw the Hellboy trailer in theaters. That was tight.
I mean, Hellboy looks good as shit.
Fucking, they, because like, I went and saw Us. I'm trying to think what other movies they had. There was one really fucked up horror movie coming out that looks really sick, and I can't remember what it's called, so this is no news right
Super
here.
Super duper.
Yeah, man, I really should have wrote that down. Oh, fuck. Brightburn, saw that in theaters, the trailer. That looks cool as hell.
I don't know what that is.
Brightburn? Yeah, you do. The fucking superhero kid. The horror movie with the kid. Superhero.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Superman, but dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brightburn looks sick. I'm really stoked for that. Hellboy looked fucking awesome. Josie thinks it's going to be a fucking snooze fest.
It's going to be fucking satanic occultism.
She was like, I think it might be like cheesy. They're going to try to hit this like the flavor of Deadpool and like miss. I think she's wrong.
Rated R?
Shit, yeah, dude.
I mean, rated R, dude.
That's hard.
I didn't know that the first one from Guillermo was actually kind of like a very good like attempt at like material that Hellboy came from.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah. It stuck very close to the
like
origin.
Rasputin is
yes
a character, not just they threw him in or anything.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, I think this. I don't know. This one there looks like there's a lot of cool creatures.
I like cool creatures.
I'm
and
in
demonic shit.
Yeah, I love demonic shit, dude.
Speaking he's a demon.
Yeah, he's Hellboy. Yeah. That's such a sick name, too. Hellboy.
Hellboy.
Let's see. What else did I see? Shazam trailer. That looks really fun and funny. That comes out this week? I don't know. I've been wrong about a lot of movies coming out lately. No, yeah. April 4th, I think, is Shazam. Then April 12th, I believe, is Hellboy.
Yeah.
And then fucking end of April, bro. What we got?
Endgame.
Yeah, dude. Endgame at the end of April.
The most depressing movie ever.
No, it's going to be very uplifting, dude. Because think about it. Like,
watch an Ant-Man fly into Thanos' butthole.
That's how he's going to win. That'd be amazing. Holy
there's
shit.
There's a meme of Josh Brolin like by a toilet going like, I'll push him out. Like,
Is that a thing?
Yeah, there was right some meme was like... Like internet meme was like, here's the real story for like, you know,
Endgame
is Ant-Man flies into Thanos' butthole, expands, end of story. And Gerard Butler, fucking Josh Brolin was like, I got a solution for that. And it's just him over a toilet being like,
that's funny.
Poop him right
Speaking
out.
Of Josh Brolin, I just watched Deadpool 2. That movie fucking, we'll just hop into weekly recommendations
one, yeah.
and rejections right now.
Right.
All right, dude. So I watched Deadpool 2.
Did you?
It fucking holds up, Tone, like I was saying. How many deep impacts do I give that? I don't know. Probably like 8.
Juggernaut's badass.
Juggernaut is the shit.
Ripping things in half.
And it's so weird seeing him get fucking plugged in the asshole by that wire at spoilers.
He gets hard plugged.
Yeah, it's strange. But yeah, no, I really dug the movie. It's really funny. I love the fucking, he's like, go hang out with fucking... Black Tim or Black Blake. He's like, I can't remember his name, but I know he was African-American. But they just called him, like, Black Tom or whatever.
What is Juggernaut's thing?
What do you mean?
Just a strong human?
Once in motion, he cannot be stopped.
But, I mean, no, he wasn't in motion. I'm saying, like, does he also have superhuman, like...
Strength, yeah.
Strength to, like, get shot by 1,000 bullets?
Yeah, totally.
have a mane shoved up his ass.
Yeah, well, no, he died. Spoilers. Did you know he's Professor Xavier's brother?
Yeah, I knew that.
It's crazy, right?
He died?
Yeah, didn't they?
No, he crawled out.
Oh, at the end,
at the end,
yeah,
he like spits water out.
Yeah, you're right. Because they're like, we're bringing him back.
Yeah, he's like dizzy. Like they're like,
oh, big CGI fight, dude. That movie's so self aware and fucking awesome. It's so well done. And Josh Brolin, that's why I brought that up because you're talking about him pooping, and he's way good in that too.
He's got
man.
All these hard ass roles,
dude. Honestly, like he was in Avengers, he was in Deadpool 2, and he was in something else in last year, and I can't remember what the fuck.
Sicario's.
Sicario 2. Yeah. Yeah, fucking Day of the Dead or whatever. Yeah. Dawn of the Dead. What was it called?
Day of the Dead.
Okay.
Dos Muertes.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Something like that.
It was in Spanish. Yeah, definitely. You probably have that like tattooed on you.
Yeah, on my fat stomach, like a banner in old English.
Yeah, fucking
El Camino.
Instead of fucking what is it? Thug Life.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really enjoyed it. 8.5. I'm going up. And I didn't mind the love story this time. I think it's because I knew what I was getting into. But the first one is like a fucking solid like 9.5, 10.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
But this movie's still really good. I liked it a lot. Him with the little legs is great.
Yeah.
So funny. You're really just going to do that? Just walk around with your fucking baby dick hanging out? T.J. Miller's fucking funny in that movie.
Yeah.
Dude. He really fucking had a bomb scare. Do you remember that?
When? What?
Did you not hear about this? T.J. Miller, he was on a train, like, wasted, and, like, someone was bothering him, so you, like, called in a bomb threat?
No.
Yeah.
He was an asshole.
He was in, like, Hollywood jail for, like, a second. Not actual jail, but, you know, people won't fuck with him because they're like, he's nuts.
Jesus.
Because he got kicked off that fucking, or he left Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
And it was right after that.
Yeah, they're like, your character's kind of nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're
he's like, fuck off.
Yeah, I'm going to go call in a bomb threat wasted on a train.
Fuck off.
Yeah. I think he called in two.
Jesus.
Same train.
Yeah, someone's got to take his cell phone. He's got way too much time on his hands now.
Yeah, but I hope he's doing well.
Yeah, hang in there, TJ.
Yeah, I'm sure he's hurting for money.
You little fucker.
What else you see?
I saw Highwayman.
What the fuck is that?
It's a Netflix original about the
Highway Patrol, the
Texas Rangers that caught Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh.
Well, not caught. Mowed down and murdered with 1,000 rounds.
They killed them?
Fuck yeah, dude. Bonnie and Clyde. So Bonnie and Clyde
is this
were
a documentary?
No, but it's based on actual events that happened.
Yeah.
Like these are the real two guys. Like it's Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson.
Favorite Kevin Costner role?
Dude, that's a tough one.
Field of Dreams.
I love Kevin Costner.
Waterworld.
Probably going to be
Robin of Loxley.
Dances with Wolves.
God, that movie's fucking boring. Oh, my God. I remember I came downstairs one time when we were living together and you were watching it. I'm like, isn't this movie like fucking 4 hours long? You're like,
Yeah.
I don't get the appeal.
Maybe I hate myself.
I guess. That movie's rough.
It is. I don't like his character in Waterworld. I love him when he plays hard dads. No, I like the other characters in Waterworld more.
So you're like Man of Steel? You liked him in that?
I like Man of Steel, and I also really like my favorite character for him is in Hatfield McCoys.
I've never seen that. But Man of Steel, when he's like, yeah, maybe you shouldn't save those kids. Fucking super,
hard dad.
Super
dude.
Guy.
Yeah.
That's like, they're supposed to instill like the Boy Scout image of Superman, and he's like, yeah, you should have let those fuckers
drown. But
that's
an old, jaded image, bro.
Save yourself.
Reality, survival.
He's a superhero.
He's got
to
get out
of
here. He could go to space.
I don't know, dude.
Leave Earth. What happens? False God. All kinds of fucking bullshit. They fucking banish him and hate him. And he's responsible for, like, people fucking suicide bombing and shit. That's depressing. He was like, bro, just stay on the farm. Don't save buses of kids.
I really wish Zack Snyder would have been able to fucking tell his story that he wanted to tell.
It would have been just as emo as that story.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying it would have been nice to have, like, the full thing instead of, like, a weird, like, half weed and half... Like, dude, Justice League is fucked.
It's fucking crazy.
Like... there's so many like shit in it that's cool, and then I'm like, well, that's a Josh Whedon line, that's a Josh Whedon line, like, and then like, it just goes. I don't know, that last fight with Batman's like fat. Did you notice that? Like, they did reshoots, and like Affleck had already started like way drinking and just eating fucking bear claws because like
straight chilling.
The dude looks like he can't even put his arms down. Like, he looks so weird in that fucking Batmobile.
I think he took a knee.
Yeah, he's like, hang on, oh. God, I am cramping.
I got a back cramp. Hang on.
Fucking bear claws just stuck right here.
Take a bear deuce. A bat deuce.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I fuck with Justice League, but like it's just rough to watch.
I don't fucking watch it much.
All right. And anyways, we didn't watch that. What was your Hank and McCoy?
So Highwayman. Hank. What did you say? Hank McCoy?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, Hatfield McCoys.
Oh, okay.
Is the story of like two families on like the, like I think it was fucking West Virginia border.
Oh, yeah. Those were the
Bill Paxton plays the other dad.
Yeah, they were the fucking like the warring like white trash, right?
Yeah, like moonshiner fucking like hillbilly like armies.
I want to see Hatfield McCoy.
It's fucking awesome. It's like a 4-part thing. It's like an hour long each, and it's shot like a full. It's a beautiful film.
Where's this on?
I'm not sure. You'd have to look it up.
I'm going
to
look it up.
I think originally it was like a fucking A&E original.
A&D, huh?
Yeah. And it's very fucking, like, I don't know. It's fucking awesome. And Kevin Costner is the man in that movie.
All right. So tell me about whatever you saw.
Oh, I saw Highwaymen. Highway Boys. Little fuck boy.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
Is it?
Yeah.
Awesome. I'll probably rewatch it now.
Dude, we should do that for, we'll not do Axel for movie of the week next week. We'll do fucking Hatfield McCoys.
Yes.
Is that cool?
Yeah. All
right.
I'm stoked. This is so tight.
Anyways, go ahead.
So Highwaymen is about like in the 1930s or whatever. The fucking Bonnie and Clyde had robbed like 20 fucking banks, killed like 15 people.
Yeah, they were bad.
And they're fucking gnarly. Like they just blow people away point blank and shit. Like Bonnie, they
watch the mic, bro.
Shut up. I mean, get some
watch it.
Get some soundproof equipment. I mean, come on, this little spring here. Watch.
Okay, that was boom. A lot of bass.
They like that.
Highwaymen. Oh, fucking your boy's in it.
I what?
Your boy.
I said Woody Harrelson and fucking. I Kevin said Costner. Those. I said those. Well, hey Tony, look here. I found some neat news.
Breaking.
Stupid ass. I've watched it. It's been viewed by me.
I added it to my list.
Dude, there's a fucking scene, though, when he goes in. Like, they're like, yo, the Rangers are disbanded. You guys are pretty much bounty hunters that aren't allowed anymore.
Sure.
But we can't catch these fucking guys. They're too good. And they keep, like, circling, like, a tri-state area. Like, they do a roundabout, but people still can't catch them.
That's wild.
Because they'll kill people. They'll get through barricades. They'll do whatever.
Sure.
And so fucking Kevin Costner goes into a gun shop and he's like, yeah, let me see the Thompson. Yeah, let me see the BAR. Yeah, let me see that 12 shotgun. No,
wait,
the shorty.
This is a Netflix original?
Yeah.
That's fucked up that they got those two those to fucking two. Be in it.
Yeah. And what's cool is it's called Highwaymen. And in my mind, I was like, I'd love to see more of like what Bonnie and Clyde were like.
Yeah.
And they really don't give you that. They're like, this is about the Highwaymen.
It's from the perspective of the dudes.
Completely. You don't even see their fucking faces.
Bonnie and Clyde?
Yeah. Like, they're always, like, shrouded a little or behind a gun barrel and shit. Like, it's very, like...
That's kind of tight.
Yeah, and then they show tons of real photos and video of their, like, aftermath.
That's crazy.
And, like, them on the road with each other. Like, there's one of Bonnie holding a shotgun trying to take a pistol out of Clyde's, like holster, and he's smiling at the camera. It's a fucked up image. It's like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, they lived this weird vandal life, like marauders, dude.
What do you give Highwaymen? How many Armageddon?
It was a slow burn to what I knew was a sick payoff. And honestly, the payoff is like as gory as like the end of House of 1,000 Corpses.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Fucking the Chris Hardwick's getting fucking cut in half and shit.
I'm thinking Devil's Rejects when they're driving.
Okay.
Just like the fucking like blood.
Wow.
Which apparently didn't kill those three.
Like the goddamn
because the three from hell is being made about them after that.
I'm sorry.
The three from hell is a movie that Rob Zombie's producing right now.
Not directing.
Directing and producing and making. He's making this movie.
Okay.
Shut up.
When Rob Zombie does it, it's all Rob Zombie.
And Sherry fucking Moon's going to be in it.
Rob Zombie's over there like mixing shit and fucking putting in the fucking ADR himself. What does my wife sound like?
In the back of my Dracula.
Honey, where's my face paint?
Oh, goddamn.
Where's my fucking face paint?
Another shot of her ass. That's all she's good for.
Oh, I got tar all over my fingers because I was painting earlier.
Yeah, my face paint is tar. God, he's a weirdo.
He's a weird dude. He's like, are these dreads? I can't tell.
I don't know.
They look like shit dreads.
I don't know. I'm gonna play Michael Myers in one scene of this movie. What? Okay.
But no, he's making a movie right now called The Three from Hell.
Okay. Yeah, I did see the trailer.
And
for
it's
this.
About them somehow surviving that encounter.
Maybe they came back from hell, dude.
That's so dumb, but
what?
Cool. They crawl out of the graves like the Crow?
That'd be tight.
Dude, they have three fucking like weird, stupid things that come to their grave and wake them.
Or then they're on rooftops with the guitar amp playing to the city.
Yep. they hang from a fucking window,
dude,
and spin back in.
My God, the Crow is so sick, but there's some scenes and I'm like, this is way dumb.
It's way corny.
It's so good, though.
He says it can't rain all the time, at least 14 times in the film.
Can't rain all the time.
Yeah.
What else you got? Can't rain all the time.
but honestly, can't rain all the time,
anything
guys.
Else? Yeah. Can't rain all the time.
What's your name? Can't rain all the time.
Yeah. But Crow, though, too.
What's your name? Caw!
Dude, the Crow is such a sick fucking, like... Do you remember the City of Angels? Wasn't fucking...
Edward Furlong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's three of them, right?
There's three of them, and I think he's in the one called City of Angels.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
And he looks like a weirdo in that fucking face paint.
And he's got, like, thin hair, so there's not much hair to be long and down on his face.
Yeah, Brandon Lee really killed it.
Yeah. Well, it definitely did.
Yeah.
No. Rest in crows, dude.
R.I.P. Yeah, no crows bringing him back, you know? Damn.
Okay, so,
how many deep impacts do you give Highwaymen?
Seven. Because it's a super slow burn. But, like, I love the actors, and it made me want to watch Hatfield McCoy's.
And that's what we're going to do. All right, until... No, I'm kidding.
Gotta go, guys.
But, okay, so have you seen 31?
No.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's
I've
weird.
I've never heard anything great about it.
That's that was the Rob Zombie one, right?
Like a gore fest, right?
Super like torture porn almost, yeah. But it's like it's like these
like an amusement park or something.
Kind of. It's almost like the Running Man. Like they kind of just dump these people in, and they have like murderers come after them.
Yeah,
and then
for
they
funsies.
And they, no, they bet
and it's
on
organized.
Which, they bet on which murderer is going to kill them all, and it's like these like people in like white powdered wigs. Like running the show.
Oh, like
it's fucking strange.
Governors,
kinda, yeah, but not like that.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah,
down in Oxford.
I would definitely, if you dig like him. I mean, it's way better than Lords of Salem. Let's just say that.
Okay.
I watched Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yeah,
dude, have you seen this?
No,
dude, it fucking rocks. Like they
I
go
know.
Into the internet and like how they explain things. Like when you go to like. Surf through stuff like a little bubble encapsulates you and then like takes you to like an eBay store.
Shoots you through an Ethernet.
Dude,
yeah.
It's so cool. You would like it's I don't know.
I know.
It's so smart and awesome, but it's like a bucket fucking family video.
I know. I almost grabbed it and I think I rented Spider-Verse instead that day.
Yeah, definitely get I give it like a 8.5.
Cool.
Deep impacts.
And that'll be a good one. Courtney will enjoy that.
Yeah, she likes the tunes.
Yeah.
What else you see?
I also watched like two seasons of Californication in the background while I was
masturbating
just
all
sort
of it.
Fucking no, just dicking around. Like I don't know. I've been in a daze, a bit of a tired stupor lately.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to kick myself of it
by watching Californication.
No, kick myself of it by trying to sleep more and like get recharged and rejuved.
My boy's getting healthy.
No, not really. I'm about to eat a lot of pizza tonight.
Yeah, you are.
Get it. Mm. You had a lot of Arby's earlier.
Yeah, dude. Have you had the Buffalo Slider?
No. Yes, I have.
It
yes,
is
I
hot.
Have. Also, KFC's got the dopest little slider, Sammy's.
What are you talking about?
Dude, it got like this one that's got like this like yellow honey mustard.
I hate mustard.
It's fucking good. There's one that's blue cheese buffalo.
I don't really like blue cheese.
Wow. So these are all complimentary flavors that most humans enjoy.
I mean,
there's one that's called Lazy Piece of Shit.
Oh, I dig that. Yeah, I dig that. I dig that.
It's called the Plain Jane.
No, see, I like
it's got ketchup on it.
What, ew, ketchup
it's
and chicken.
Chicken with ketchup.
I used to eat that as like chicken fingers like with ketchup. And
that's
I don't know if I could ever do that again. Anyways, I usually get ranch instead of blue cheese when it comes on hot stuff. I don't mind blue cheese, but is it the chunky kind?
Well, no, because it's like a...
So it's the sauce?
Sauce. It tastes like, and it's not blue cheese to where if I just dip my finger, I'm like, just blue cheese. It tastes like straight up, like, sort of a sweet ranch.
You know what blue
cheesy.
Cheese... You know how blue cheese gets the blue?
It's old.
Yeah. It's fucking mold.
I get it. Every cheese is mold.
Not provolone.
Not provolone. That one's not aged at all.
No, honestly, usually provolone isn't.
Oh, provolone just comes out of a cow?
Yes.
Okay.
No, that
it shits a provolone block yeah, and you go, give me a hunk of that.
Right, yeah. Here.
Cheers.
No, but
it's all fermentation.
No, I think it's it's culture, right?
Yeah, bruh.
They take certain like cave like,
but certain ones will get cheesier and fucking like more like robust if you let them sit.
Yeah, like aged cheddar.
Yeah, or what
blue
is it called?
Cheese.
What's
Swiss?
You know, there's only one place on earth that you're allowed to make Parmesan.
Is it Italy?
It's Italy. It's a it's a fucking town called like Parmigiana.
So but what? You're telling you me can that make food club.
Anyone? No. Any Parmesan that's just called Parmesan is considered like an off-brand like joke compared to the actual Parmigiana Reggiano or whatever the hell the original is.
Is the fucking Kraft factory there?
No, no craft there, but they have like millions of wheels of fucking cheese. It's crazy.
What do you...
I don't think I've ever even had real...
I guess I haven't either.
Parmigiana, ricotta, magotta, carota.
What's your favorite Parmesan cheese? How many deep impacts do you give it?
What do you mean by my favorite Parmesan cheese? Like brand of it?
Yeah, dude. What do you fuck
what
with?
What do you like? Do you like shred parm or do you like grated
powder.
Parm?
I like powdered.
Grated.
Powder. Grated, I feel like, can be also considered like the fucking
isn't
flake.
Grated Parmesan what the Kraft Parmesan is? Grated?
I don't know.
I think that's what it's called, is grated Parmesan.
I think it's powder.
I don't think you call it powdered. That's weird. That makes it sound like it's oatmeal.
It's powdered cheese, dude. What do you mean? It's not weird.
It's like it's a fucking...
It's okay.
Instant,
yeah.
Instant fucking mashed potatoes.
Yeah, you can just add milk to it, and you can make fucking... What? Macaroni and cheese. Huh? It's the same dip.
My favorite.
Do you ever do that? Do you ever take Parmesan cheese and put it in with the Kraft macaroni and cheese? Sick.
Wow.
Because they're both powdered cheese.
Strong, dude.
They're both powdered cheese. Did you know this is the food club says cheese-like product or some shit like that?
Yeah, yeah. Cheese-ish.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. It's cheese. A buck less than the Kraft.
It's a variant of cheese.
Dude, it's not good. I had it one time. I remember I got it for us, and you're like, the fuck is this? And I was like...
Couldn't swing the other 90 cents.
Yeah, I was like, dude, it was on sale for like a dollar cheaper.
Dude, that Kraft, they fucking run the market.
Yeah, man, that's like a fucking monopoly.
DeVitas has Parm.
The real Parm.
It's still grated. It's in a little shaker.
Yeah, but
it's delicious.
Is it from Parmesan, Italy?
I think it's from Parmigiana, Italy.
All right, let me get on this. What's happening?
What?
How do we get on Parmesan cheese?
We're talking
blue
about
cheese,
sweet
the fucking
blue cheese.
Little, your little
I'm just saying
sliders.
KFC has dope sliders, yeah. And there's like six of them. Some of them just have fucking cheese and chicken. Some of them just have sauce and chicken.
I got the pizza ones from Arby's too.
Uh-huh.
Not bad.
You just like Arby's right now.
Yeah. I'm in.
Oh, and last time I went to KFC, you know what they did?
Gave you
biggest
free.
Biggest F me in the ass possible.
Oh, I remember you talked about
ordered
this.
All the chicken and the stuff and the everything and not one sauce. And we asked for awesome sauce extra.
What's awesome sauce?
Well, I think it's what finger licking good sauce.
What the fuck's that?
That's their signature sauce. You're so dope.
Really?
You dip everything in it.
When I was in Leota, we used to go to Chick-fil-A's because they would give us free food.
Oh, why?
We'd call just, it.
Oh, the pity?
Yeah, we'd call and be like, hey, I don't know. TR would just like finagle. He's like, hey, we were just looking for someone to help us out. We haven't eaten in a couple days. We're on tour from Pittsburgh and shit like that. Like,
we love God.
He didn't say that, but he would say like God bless and shit like that. And then we would just get free Chipotle or Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A usually hooked it up though.
Wow.
So it'd usually take like three times. Anyways, they'd give us a number one. Mm-hmm. So you got the waffle fries, chicken sandwich, drink. And then if you get it was called Texas Pete hot sauce. Have you heard of this?
Yes.
Okay, you take that. A little bit of ketchup,
yeah,
and a little bit of mayo.
Uh-huh.
Mix it all together. That's some sauce.
And it's a good sauce.
Yep. Then we call it the Leota sauce.
Wow.
Just three different sauces put together.
No, honestly.
I'm going to start bottling it.
Our fridge now has like four shelves like
of sauce.
Brimming with different bottles of things to mix.
Which is funny because
she's like an alchemist with sauces.
I'm about to say.
She's like, I have nine things in here.
Because I remember you always got like kind of bummed because I would have a lot of dressings. And
now it's... There's not a spot for a piece of cheese on the shelves. It's not mad, but I'm like, hun, like, what are we ever going to do with sesame vinegar?
So we got 57 sauce. Have you had Heinz 57? Yeah. That shit fucking rocks, dude.
It's very good sauce.
It's too bad it's $9 a bottle.
You should really go try the fucking finger-licking good KFC
sauce.
I think you'd like it.
Josie loves KFC.
Oh, it's so dope. But they fucked us and gave us no sauce on an entire like $20 order.
Yeah.
And I was like, that should be like glued to your fucking hands like a sauce packet. You fuck shouldn't let any of that chicken go out of that store without a sauce. You throw them at me.
Yeah.
Stupid asses.
We ate Arby's before we went and saw this movie, Us.
Yeah.
And we were walking out, and I was like, ring the bell. She's like, I'm not going to ring the fucking bell. I'm like, ring the bell for good service. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Because we actually went and sat down.
Oh, wow. Classy date. Classy date.
Yeah, dude. I take her out, bro.
Yeah, sure. Good time.
Dude, have you had the three pepper sauce from there? Speaking of sauces. No, dude, it's tight, dude.
Fuck off.
Dude, it's like real sweet. It's nice. Whoa, I like this.
How many peppers are in it?
Three. That's, I already told you.
Yep.
How's that fucking strawberry?
That is a strong, delicious drink.
Dude, that has caffeine in it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Fucking, thank you for stepping it up for
fucking
me.
Fucking dosty, dude.
Thank you.
All right, so I watched Us. This movie is batshit wild.
Is it about scissors?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of scissors
okay.
in it.
Okay. I didn't know if that was just a one-off thing.
Dude, it's sick. Like, the whole movie is mind-blowingly cool, but, like, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, he took chances with this movie, because, like, I'm like, man, that could have been really shitty. Like,
okay.
I don't know, but I really dug it. The fucking score is immaculate. One of the coolest things ever that, like, I've, like, listened to. Like,
yeah.
There's this weird chanting kind of, like, it sounds like Harry Potter-ish. Like, something like that, this way comes. But, like, it's, like, a group of, like, children, like, singing this, like, weird fucking, like, scary chant thing. Yeah, that's like,
cool.
A throughout. And, like, five on it. This is not a spoiler, but, like, there's a climax scene that's, you're just like, what is happening? And they score five on it.
Yeah.
But like with like an orchestra.
Ooh. That's pretty.
But it's like heavy.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so sick. Honestly, like go see it for the score alone. I want to download it. I might now.
Get that soundtrack.
But yeah, Us. I have like a 9.
Okay.
Like if you like Get Out, I think you'll like Us just cool. as much. Because it's just fucking wild. Like the dude is so creative and unique and just awesome. Like Jordan Peele's killing it.
What else did you want to see in the theater?
Shazam and Hellboy.
Shazam and Hellboy.
Greta's out, I think, right now, but I don't really have to see that.
Fuck is that?
It's got that Chloe
Moretz.
Yeah. And it's like she finds a purse on a train and then like gives it back to this lady, and then like the lady's always like, hey, like fucking like come over and hang out and shit. She's like lonely, and then she finds like all these purses that she leaves throughout the city.
Ugh.
Yeah. And then so she
fucking hit that with a hammer.
And then she's like, and then the lady's like trying to like killer.
Mm-mm.
It looks
Mm-mm.
fucking creepy. Oh, Ma. That's the trailer that I saw. Have you seen the trailer for Ma?
No.
This movie looks fucking wild. So, like,
you're like a fucking ping pong ball. Ping pong, boom, boom.
Well, no, Greta made me think of this because it's very similar to Greta. So, like, these kids are, like, trying to buy beer. This black lady comes up to the car and they're like, hey, can you buy us beer? And she's like, ah, oh, no, I shouldn't. She's like, all right, fine. And she's like, hey, if you guys want to party, I have a fucking basement that you guys can chill in. So they start going over to Ma's house and partying. She's like, you just can't go upstairs.
Shit.
And then, like, Ma starts, like, murdering these kids because like they're like she was in this town and like their parents hung around her and like I guess like ostracized her from their friend group.
Yeah.
So now she's hanging out with their kids and fucking like killing them. It looks brutal. It looks fucking wild, dude. Check out that trailer.
Ma.
Yeah, it's sick. And check out the trailer for Greta.
Okay.
Greta just looks unsettling as fuck.
You got to remind me about these. I do forget them
a lot.
Fucking,
we'll
in passing, I forget them.
We'll flip on the old YouTube and I'll
show
it to you before you leave.
I'll order me a pizza while we're doing it.
There you go, dude. Fucking two birds, one stone. But yeah, go check out Us. Like I said, dude, oh my God, the fucking five on it part. Like,
yeah.
It's going to blow your mind. Check it. Definitely see it in theaters. It's weird. It's cool.
I got to go alone.
Courtney doesn't like.
No.
Dang.
God, no.
We almost invited you, but like I was like, you're.
No. Like she would have been like, oh, no.
No, I'm saying, like, we almost invited. It's not jumpy, though.
No, I think.
It's not even creepy. Like, it's
like
not
anything
scary.
Rated R. Okay. Like, but it's just not in that vein for.
It's not scary. It's a thriller, I felt.
Yeah.
It's not horror. But, like, Get Out to me didn't feel scary either.
No.
It was, like, fucked up. It was kind of like a Black Mirror-ish.
Or, like, Dragon Tattoo. Where it's a thriller, not so much gore.
No, Dragon Tattoo like was just like, holy fucking God, she just kicked that dude's dildo in that dude's asshole. Like
that's a thrilling moment.
That's not thrilling.
That was thrilling because she got revenge.
Yeah, that was cool. I mean, I was like, hell yeah, you go, sister. But like, you
wow.
know.
You go, sister, but ouchie, wow.
Yeah, dang, that must have fucking...
Dry dildo in my butthole.
Yeah, I mean, that fucking dude definitely deserved it. Yeah, he was such a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Anyways, we are ping-ponging a lot. But yeah, Us, definitely go see in theaters.
Maybe.
Like I said, we were going to ask you, but I knew that your week was kind of fucked.
Yep.
So I was like, he's probably not going to want to go.
This is the last thing I have planned socially for the next 5 days.
Yeah. I won't be bothering you.
I will probably be building cities and or if you want to fuck around. I mean, I suck ass at the fucking Destiny? From Software games. No.
You want to play some Destiny 2?
No, I was talking about fucking Bloodborne, dumbass.
Oh, so I got to pay $20 for fucking Bloodborne to hang out with you?
No, I'm saying if you got it and you wanted to, I'd say you got a lot in store. That's for sure.
I mean, I still have to beat Spider-Man, so I'm probably not going to fuck with the game for a while.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah. D2, I've been playing a little bit, but Spider-Man is my main.
It makes me wonder, like, why I gave up on Bloodborne beyond the obvious, like...
Hard?
Headache of it. But it is rewarding. Like, you go back and you're like, now let me try to fucking, like, move this way. And, like, maybe I should grab this over here first, then come and fuck this guy up.
Yeah, those games, when I was reading online, like, it's like, they call it hardcore gaming.
It's, yeah.
But it's not more like
forgiving.
Right, yeah. They're like, it's rewarding when you win. It fucking sucks when you lose. Like,
you lose quick. The load time is quick. Like, it's not like it fucking, like...
But you lose, like, all your... I think, I don't know if Bloodborne was like this, but I know, like...
You can go and fetch your belongings and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, Dark Souls, yeah. You can go and get your XP that you dropped
yeah.
when you die, but if you die twice, then it's gone forever.
Yeah, I think Sekiro is the same way.
I think it's half. You lose half.
Okay.
And I actually don't think you get the half back.
That sucks.
Yeah.
You remember Onimusha?
Fuck no.
You don't remember that game?
No.
It was a game where
Onimusha?
No. I swear to God. It was for like PlayStation.
Did you have really spiky hair back in the day?
Yeah, I had a lot of LA looks.
Just like really jelly,
yeah,
just
ninth
shiny.
Grade. I think ninth grade, I looked like Papa Roach's whole band. Like, I was just like, cut my life into pieces, dude. Where's my ball chain necklace, bro?
Broken home. Fuck yeah, dude. I had a ball.
They have a new album.
I had a ball.
It's current.
Well, okay, so yeah, do you remember like when like... Papa Roach is like, we're going full out like rock, not like
yeah.
rap metal anymore.
Yeah, like we want to tour with Five Fingered like
Death Punch. Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's our goal is to be butt rock.
God, dude. And that's when like Jacoby was like, yo, my name's Jacoby and this is Scarred. And like,
dude, now he's like, yo, I'm Jacoby. My hair is getting super fucking thin and it's dyed. What's up?
Really? I want to look him up.
Dude, Jacoby, man. Aging like a fucking, like a Parmesan in the sun.
Like a fine wine. Papa Roach isn't even coming up right now.
Papa Roach. They're like, this is our new album. Enjoy. It's called, like, We Wage War or something like that.
Hang on a second.
Super depressed.
He has a tattoo above his or below his eye.
Why not?
Who Do You Trust, I believe, is the new
album.
Who
Do You Trust, yeah.
2019. All right.
Tell me who do you trust.
Is that really?
Who do you trust? Something like that.
Wow.
It's very like that.
But you know what was tight?
Because I listened to a clip and I was like,
ew. Holy shit, they had an album in 2017, 2015, 2012.
They just churn out the hits. Dude, well, turn out the songs.
They turn out the albums, apparently. But yeah, fucking Love, Hate, Rage. Is that the album? No, self-titled. No, Infest, my bad.
Fuck me.
I'm adding Infest right now.
Oh,
2000.
With the little roach on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, fucking Papa Roach was the shit back in the day.
It was one album.
No, I think Love, Hate, Rage
was
sick too.
I liked. No, I only listened to the first one because then I was too cool.
Well, I think, hold on.
Because then I was like, yo, what's this cephalic carnage?
Dude, cephalic carnage is tight.
That's what
though.
I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought you were trying to shit on cephalic carnage.
Papa Roach's pussy shit. Now I'm into fucking Dying Fetus and like.
Dude, I have been listening to a lot of Dying Fetus lately.
Really?
It's so sick.
It's so goddamn hard.
Yeah, it's heavy. They're just like sweep, 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 metal, sweep, sweep, sweep. I'm like, yes, dude, this is my shit right here.
Do you like everything to taste like chunky salsa in your ears?
That's that's fucking Dying Fetus right there.
God, Dying Fetus.
Anyways, what else you see?
The movies of the
week.
Okay,
cool. Yeah. I started watching Skyscraper. I will give you my...
Mm.
I can't wait. Oh, mm-hmm. And Dwayne was telling us to watch Seven Deadly Sins.
That does sound kind of familiar.
I don't know. I have it written down, though, so if you get a chance, check that out, too.
Seven Deadly Sins.
You wanted to hear our thoughts on it.
Right. Radical.
Yeah, so let's hop into Test of Tony. I still know what you did last summer. We can make this quick.
We can. All right, listen.
That was rough.
Fuck my life with some of this shit. It's tough.
Fuck my life into pieces.
This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing.
Go ahead.
All right, so these sons of bitches made another one.
Yeah?
It's called I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. You get your boy Jack Black as the Jamaican the white Jamaican drug dealer who has no friends and he's there in the off season.
I loved him.
What a little idiot.
And he lives in a weird basement.
Yeah. Like a creep fucking like hut.
Yeah. It looked like I was like, oh, this is where the killer lives. I'm like, oh, that's Jack Black getting a bong.
Yep. Yep. Oh boy. Quasimodo up in his fucking tower.
Super weird.
It's so strange. I'm like, you live in this grimy, like fucking wet, dingy shithole.
Yeah.
And try to sell weed and just trying to find friends around the island.
Yeah.
His was a very innocent death for no reason. Like, I'm like, why, though?
That's what I thought was strange.
It adds to the kill list.
But, yeah, like, it was just more, like, for the scene, but, like, it wasn't for revenge.
The kid that looked like he was a pre-med student that was, like, the fucking follower, always coming around to, like, be with Julie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tagging along like a little fucking puppy.
Will.
Wow.
Will Benson.
Oh! Will Benson.
Yeah, my name's not Benson. It's Benson, like the killer from I Know What You Did.
I've been telling you this the whole time.
And he's still alive too.
Okay.
Two killers.
Holy fuck.
Did you see that coming?
This movie sucks.
By the way, did it stretch weird for you when you watched it?
No, it was all right. I did see some big hips on her.
Okay, so that wasn't just yeah,
but I thought maybe she just had fat ass hips.
I don't know. Like, it was weird.
Because, like, her face doesn't look stretched at all.
Something was strange with that rip. Anyways, go ahead.
Either way, it was so good.
Yeah.
That I don't want to watch it again. I don't want to sully it. You know?
You know? Just keep it pure.
Like, it's the Virgin Mary of movies to me. So I'm never going to indulge in it again.
I'm not going to lie. There still was, like, a nostalgic thing for me with that movie.
It was still a hook hand fucking bad guy, and there was fucking teens. Moesha was in it.
Yeah, she was.
Fucking, there was a character that replaced Ryan Philippine's character almost identically in her boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah, he was
his,
the dick.
Like, that fucking asshole, like, fuck you, Julie, you crazy bitch.
Dude, he
and
was.
She's like, maybe I am. Maybe I am.
And then, like, she goes all, like, we're going to kill this motherfucker. Like, she goes all ham in this movie and
she's
shit.
Like, everyone, get a piece of wood or something and don't drop it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll drop it.
Yeah. It's not good.
The guy that rightfully should have died from everything that happened to him didn't die.
Yeah.
There's this son that you see him coming killer-wise a million miles away because he just doesn't belong there and no one wants him there and he's a creep. Ryan, or what's his name?
Freddie Prinze
is Freddie Prinze again.
Yep,
he cool.
He didn't really do much.
Down, like he's down there. He's there.
He's down to clown.
He's down to clown. He's there. Julie's just the same fucking like mopey Nev Campbell wannabe.
that's kind spot of on, dude. Yeah.
Like she's like they're like you can't live like this forever. She's like I'm always gonna be in fear. I'm like, yeah, but Nev Campbell was a little tougher about it.
Yeah.
You did nothing to better yourself other than buy locks.
Was she in Scream?
Yeah.
Yeah. Scream's sick.
Yeah, man.
I want to watch.
They're funny, too. Like, David Duchovny. Not David Duchovny.
I've never seen.
God, what is his name?
I haven't seen 3 in so long or 4. Oh, you're.
Officer Dewey.
Yeah. And then
who plays him? David Arnett.
Arquette.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Courtney Cox.
He's
married
funny
him.
As shit.
Yeah, he's good. And then what was it? What do they fucking call him in Scary
Officer
Movie?
Doofy.
Doofy, yeah. He's trying to suck his dick with a vacuum
Doofy.
Cleaner.
I can hear the vacuum cleaner up there, Doofy.
I'm
turn
cleaning.
It off.
I'm cleaning.
Clean my room, Mom. Don't worry. He's got like a fucking spinny fucking like propeller on his hat.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
He's got a bike horn.
That's like whoever wrote the first two movies was fucking good, man.
Who do we have on the case? Officer Doofy here.
But, yeah, I really want to watch the Screams again. I can't find any of them streaming except for, I think, 4 in the series.
I love when they put the 3rd of something or 4th of something. It's so tight.
I know. I was...
Why get the rights?
Well, I don't even know if it's that. Like...
Oh, Tremors 3. I want to start there. Cool. Then I'll work backwards.
Dude, well, I think they put Tremors 5 on there, A Cold Day in Hell.
It's, oh, yeah. Cold Tremors, yeah.
It's tight.
I'm tight.
Dude, it's tight.
It still has the main, like, crazy gun guy.
The
dude,
yeah. He's in it.
That's so funny.
And I think the dude from the first movie comes back, too. The not Kevin Bacon guy.
Oh, okay. Bert.
Yeah, Bert. Yeah. I think he's in it again.
God, I love Tremors.
Dude, Tremors, the first one's sick as hell.
It's so sick.
Yeah, it's way rad. And then the Aftershock, that was the second one with the fucking, like, the little walking ones.
Yep.
And then I think they start flying in 3.
Yep. And then they get cold in 5.
Yeah, no, it's sick, though.
So funny.
It's tight. You should check it out.
Okay, so I still know what you did last summer.
I don't know, 4 deep impacts, I guess I give it?
4, 3, yeah. Like, it's got jump scares. It's got a leading to another pile of shit at the end. It's got bad acting. It's got predictable plot characters. Mm-hmm. There's twists. There is a twist. Like, if you're stupid, you'd be like, whoa.
I bet when you first saw it, you didn't see that coming.
No, I'm dumb at that stuff.
Yeah,
I'm actually very bad at that. No, like, I'd watch movies with you when we lived together, and you'd be like, oh, dude, blah, blah is about to happen. I'm like, wait, what? What are you talking about? One, two, three. Yeah, man, what? That's crazy. Me knew it, too.
Well, I've like
you see and analyze better than I do, I think, on the surface, because I'm just, like, enthralled.
Oh, you just
don't
take
think
it for
or
what
analyze.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, okay, I think I figured out the mystery here. I'm like, who's a killer?
I called the end of Us. Like,
okay, I would never, like, during a watching.
Yeah, when I was watching, like, I was like, I know this is, like, I was like, this is what actually happened.
Yeah. See, that's a good skill. That's why we're on a podcast, because you're
fucking
different.
Smart as hell.
Just
you know?
A fucking genius.
Just a fucking savant at calling ends.
And I'm just over here like Officer Doofy, just fucking ticking the vacuum cleaner.
Yep.
Derp, me watch a movie.
Feels good. I like this feeling. I'm like, good Lord.
Get your dick out of the vacuum cleaner, Doofy. I'm cleaning my room, Mom.
Shit's so funny, dude. All right, so let's hop into movie of the week then.
Oh my God, sure.
All right, what did we watch, Tony?
We watched Copycat.
Copy.
Sigourney Weaver,
dude. All right, I want to hear your complete analysis of this because you've never seen it, correct?
No. Right. I for some reason how this got away from me, I don't know. But Copycat is
I don't know how I missed this gem.
Is an award winner.
So you didn't like it.
I enjoyed it. I would have liked it the day, like, as it came out if I was...
Shoot him, stick him. I don't know what to do.
I don't know. God, he's a cool dude.
Yeah.
All right, so, like, Sigourney Weaver plays a... What is she, a novelist or
it's a psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist.
She's a psychiatrist, and she was on the hearing for that one dude.
Specializes mm-hmm. in psychopath,
yeah,
like, analysis.
Basically got him convicted to be a murderer so he would go to jail, not plead insanity.
Yeah. Proving, yeah, that he mm-hmm. was conscious of every
yes,
decision.
He knew that it would have bad repercussions.
Would be bad to
yeah,
do that.
Totally.
And she was personally assaulted and
by
nearly
him.
Killed by him.
Mm-hmm. In the bathroom.
And they say, like, why'd you let that officer die? That's a weird line.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Like, what do you mean? From my noose?
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to do? It was weird. So there's a scene, yeah. So she's like... a traumatized therapist who's kind of now like washed up. And
she
like
develops agoraphobia.
Heavy, like nonstop.
Did you notice the cop, the young dude cop in it was from Shameless? I don't know if you got that far in Shameless, actually.
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, he might have been like season 4 or 5. He marries Fiona and he's like a heroin addict or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Spoilers.
Cool.
But yeah, he's like way old. I was like, damn, that dude looks really familiar. I was like, that's a different fucking Shameless, but you don't know, so never mind.
No.
Anyways, go ahead.
Cool. She plays a very neurotic...
yeah.
Bitchy.
Agoraphobic. Like, she can't go outside of her apartment. She like lives with this dude that like takes care of her basically. And then these murders start happening. And,
in the vein of other killers.
Right. And so Holly Hunter's in it. She rocks in this
dude,
movie.
That was going to be my big push was like, dude, Holly Hunter's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I got a thing for Southern twang kind of like in actresses.
Really?
Yeah. Because I liked Clarice Starling in that way, and I think I dig Holly Hunter for that.
Okay.
Yeah, I just dig it. Like, Helen Hunt was like that in a movie, too, and I was like, Southern twang, Southern draw on, like, female actors is cool.
What, Twister?
I don't know if she was in Twister. No, because I think Bill was
Helen
like...
Helen Hunt was in Twister, yes.
Yeah, she was, but I don't think she had a Southern draw.
No, she didn't.
I think Bill did, though.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He's like, what do you want him to do, Julie?
Fuck, man.
You want the tornado to take you too?
Oh, God, he's so good.
And then fucking Philip Seymour's like, and it never hit the ground.
He's so sick.
Dusty.
Two fucking sick dead actors, man.
Oh, God.
Anyway,
so
Helen Hunt, yeah, she's partners with
Dermot. Nope.
Holly Hunter, my bad.
Bingo.
Jesus Christ.
Yep, we made
it.
I
was looking at her IMDb too, and I was like, Helen Hunt, damn. No,
Holly Hunter doesn't do a ton of shit. She was in Superman.
Batman v Superman. Yeah, the fucking,
governor or whatever.
Yeah, but like there's that sick line where she's like, well, yeah, but you can like piss in a jug and label it like sweet tea or some shit
yeah.
like that.
And then
she looks down and there's a sweet tea next to her and she's like, what the fuck? That was fucking a sick. Yeah, she's really good in this though. So these murders start happening that are exactly replicas of like the Boston Stranglers.
BTK and all that.
Yeah. These like famous serial killers and then... trying to getting to the moment where he's trying to kill Sigourney Weaver in the same exact spot that that other dude tried. And you find out that other dude's kind of like...
been coerced.
Yeah. Well, no. He's like kind of running the shit.
Yeah.
That's what I got from the ending.
Yeah, I got that he was more like, I'll get what I need out of the real guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, he's like, this one didn't follow the path. He's sending letters to the new person that's about to try to kill her. Again.
I also there's cool shit like where she like her training kicks in and she can like warp the mind of a psychopath that around him.
Yeah,
like that kind of shit. I like that. Like when someone like someone does it in he does it in a Red Dragon. He's like he pretends he's yelling at his kid the way that Red Dragon's mom yelled at him. To like throw him off.
Did you know that in Jason 4, that's actually in
He's like
Jason 2 or something like that. She puts on the sweater and he's like, Mommy, oh my god, and then fucking gets like an axe through the head.
Owie,
yeah, he is a fucking big dumb oaf.
Dude,
he doesn't get the mask until I think 4.
It's pretty fucking
like the hockey mask, I think, doesn't come until 4.
That's crazy,
yeah. And that's the one with fucking the dude. What's his name, man? Corey Feldman. And he does the same thing. He shaves his head. Dude, you have to watch number 4. It's fucking wild, bro.
I watched that season of The Witch at your request.
Halloween?
Yeah.
I didn't tell you to watch that.
You did.
No, I was like,
you're like, it's way not a real Halloween. It's different, dude. Check it out.
I
think the words check it out came out of your mouth.
It might have, but it might have been like, this is a pile of shit. Check it out.
Because it's a pile of shit. Because
like, Jason 4 isn't good, like, by any means, you know? You're not like...
stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, you're not like, damn, this is sick. But like...
Yo!
But like, when he like angrily shaves his head and he comes out, he's like, Jason! And Jason looks at him like, holy shit, it's the little boy from the pond, because he's bald now.
That child's bald.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. The Friday the 13th are sick. Didn't you say that they were coming to Netflix?
I thought it might have been Friday the 13th and
Nightmare.
Or Freddy's.
Yeah, I don't know which. That's right. Well, if they come, please watch them all.
Okay.
All of them.
That's fine.
I think I'm on 7 right now.
I'm down with that.
Yeah, dude, it's sick. All right, anyways, back to fucking copycat. So, like,
Holly Hunter's incredible.
Obviously, definitely... dated.
I also really like Holly Hunter's kind of like shit-kicking relationship with that other detective, her ex.
Okay, yeah, that one was cool, yeah.
He's fun. Like, he's funny as shit.
He's cool.
Like, he plays this really cocky but, like, heartbroken but asshole cop.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's funny. Like, it is... like, he shits on her new partner nonstop.
Yeah.
And it's fucking... it's pretty humorous.
Yeah.
Sigourney Weaver, I just didn't care for her performance as much as, I guess, the other lead.
I agree. I think Holly Hunter definitely, like, fucking was better.
Yeah.
And which is weird because Sigourney Weaver's, like, way good.
Way good.
But, yeah, and this movie was kind of... but
she also had, in my opinion, like, a more depressive character.
Definitely. I thought she did the whole, like, I felt like her role was done well, though.
Her fright and her angst, like, her anxiety towards everything was pretty believable. It's totally dated. It paces well. It's fine. It's a 90s movie.
I'm about to say what? Like hour and a half, I think? Maybe it was 2 hours.
Like hour and 45 or something. But like, I wasn't like, god damn, take forever.
Dude, Sigourney Weaver was in The Village?
As what?
Alice Hunt?
Oh, I was like, as like one of the hunchback demons?
Yeah, that's
like,
the
one. I didn't remember her face.
That's wild. No, I was trying to look up because I just saw something that, Girls in the Mist. I forgot she was in that.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Anyways, that's neither here nor there.
I mean, that's another one. Like, I was like, cool. Like, when it came out, I probably would have enjoyed it if I was of age to enjoy a movie like that. But
I watched it when I was like 17.
It's nothing like.
And I was like, this is dope.
I like the serial killer. Like, he is like a very fucking enigmatic, like crazy fucking guy.
You almost tripped on that word.
Yeah,
that was a
big
one.
$5 one. I had to jump far.
Jesus Christ.
Hey,
cha-ching.
I'm a whore.
Over here. what do you give it, though?
Like a 6.5 out of 10.
I was about to say, I think I won't watch it.
It's soon. Pretty much like a good recipe for a thriller film.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And but it feels like the 90s and all that shit. I mean, but I enjoyed it, definitely. All right, cool, man. So
I think next week's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm actually really stoked to watch Axel. No, I'm kidding.
You watch it. You watch it, girl. You get it.
I like to watch it with you, though. Not with you. Like, you know, in spirit. What's it called, though?
Hatfield McCoy.
Hatfield.
McCoy's. If you just type in Hatfield, it'll come
up. I'm typing it in my notes, bro.
Right. And then Ninja Assassin for Testatoni.
Ninja Assassin for Testatoni. And we'll try to check out Seven Deadly Sins too. Write that down. Don't forget you.
I got
fucking
it.
Fucking chud.
You
all right.
Chud.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy. And he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot
trick.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that. Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.